This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Friday. You ain't got no job.
You ain't got no shit to do.
Nothing at all.
A time of the week.
It's
time of the week. Hugh and Michael with you. We're going to be sticking about for the next 3 hours. Heaps coming up on the show today. And also, for the first time ever, we're both pretty excited about this, our celeb goss reporter, Kelly Jade, is going to actually be coming into the studio.
She is. She's actually...
You're going to meet her for the first time.
Damn.
How about that?
I always thought... I sort of... The bookies' odds were that there was more chance that I was going to meet Jesus during the second coming than Kelly Jade.
I look a bit like Jesus, apparently. Someone else said
you do,
today.
And you just came.
And I did. Wow. Whee!
So, twice as well.
Them Friday feeling, you know what I mean? Yeah, real quick. That's just how I do. It's just how I do. How you doing, man? You all
right? Yeah, good, man. Good. Good. Really good, actually. Had a productive week. And, I'm about to have quite a relaxing weekend. Season 4 of... House of Cards starts today.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's back. Kendrick Lamar's dropped an album out of blue.
That's why I'm wearing my...
Yeah, I noticed, actually.
My Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe t-shirt out of for Happy Kendrick release day.
Happy Kendrick release day. Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. Nothing says happiness.
Like
the phrase, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
That's right. Mm. 100%. So that's really happy news. So sad news, though. Union J, George, apparently got kicked out. So it's just like,
bittersweet.
Life, huh?
I reckon that's why Kendrick dropped the album today.
Just to like pick those fans back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, exactly.
Union J fans.
Just move along, innit? if the J isn't doing it for you, you move along. K will make you happy.
Union J fans, a lot of them seem to be almost on a similar tip as the 1D fans. Like, if you wrote something up negative about that, I reckon you get trolled for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I've told you already, haven't I, that Harry Styles tweeted about my album 2 years ago.
Really?
And it's still getting retweets to this day.
Holy shit.
Like,
man.
I can look. I'm actually going to show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you my Twitter feed, right?
Because everything in my feed last night was just was Union J, people heartbroken. And I was going to write something and I was like,
Yeah, look at that. That's from today.
Even today?
Today, mate. Look, can you see that right there?
Yeah.
Where my thumb is?
Yeah.
If you read that out.
All right. The new Michael Payne album is very good. So clever. Loving it.
Click the tweet.
Yeah.
And look at the date.
11th of September 2013.
How many retweets is it?
50,000 retweets.
And how many favourites?
125,000 likes. And then another 13 or so retweets today.
It's silly.
Holy shit.
Silly.
My God, that is the power of those the
those
fan
boys,
base
man.
Those guys have.
It's those little dickheads that all bought the album, though.
I know. Imagine that. We certainly wouldn't be here, mate. We would be in the Caribbean, like having a blunt rolling competition. That would be about it. That would be about the end of that. Oh, man. Amazing stuff. Good, man. Hey, I'm talking about your album, though. You dropped Gangsters video clip.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So good, man.
Yeah, that's
another big tune as well.
Yeah, that's my favourite, man.
Yeah.
That's my absolute favourite video that I've ever done.
Mm.
I do really like the tune as well.
Yeah. Because it's cool. The video is kind of you walking, dark street, hoodie, mm-hmm. and then all these crazy lines and shit. Like, it's a really kind of, conceptually, it's a very interesting clip.
Yeah, yeah. It was all filmed in one take. I just walked through London Fields, which is, in my sort of neighbourhood of Hackney, and I just had some stuff going on around me, and then sort of in post-production, we got a really cool animator to just animate some really cool eye-catching things. And yeah, it's been good. It's been picked up by a couple of blogs in the States, which is nice, and obviously various blogs over here. So yeah, I just hope it just gains some legs and stuff, because it's very sort of it's very much a social commentary type song. Do you know what I mean?
So
it won't be for everyone. It's not your party tune. And a lot of people might even be offended by it, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit.
You really don't, do you?
I don't give a shit.
Because that's how you live your life. You grip it and you rip it.
That's it, mate.
You're like Hansel off Zoolander. You are, man.
I thought you were going to say I was like Hansen. I am like Hansen.
You love both.
Three men in one.
Taylor Hansel. It's like you. Hey, big day today. As we said, Kendrick Lamar just dropped a surprise album. It's called Untitled Unmastered.
Yeah.
Obviously, pretty hard to get him on the line. But up next, we're going to get his homie that he's grown up with since school, Leroy.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us all about it. He's going to tell us. He's going to give us the whole lowdown.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that, Leroy. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Shout out, Leroy.
Yeah. All right. Here's 07 kicking off the Friday social for you on FUBAR. You're on FUBAR. It's the Friday social. Hugh and Michael with ya. Hey, actually, Michael Payne, you are very, very savvy on the whole tweets and the Instagrams, the pictures. Yeah. You are, I'd say, unofficially, officially, the selfie king of Instagram.
Selfie?
I mean, yeah, for sure, because you're always taking photos of what you're doing something. And it's always something like me and Natalie King were talking about it the other day, where it's like you'll be like a little gangster lean on a curb of a street, and you'll be like, curb your enthusiasm. It's always like some little puns and shit.
Yeah,
in there.
No, but I don't take as many selfies as I'd like to.
No,
I don't always get my good side. That it's kind of hard to.
It's hard.
Even though I've got long arms and that, I've got an ugly face.
No, you. So, oh, you. Come
you can
on.
Have the longest arms in the world.
Fishing for compliments, aren't you? Come on. But have you, you're somebody that, like you was even saying before, you don't really give a shit. Have you taken really, really inappropriate photos or photos that you're like, I'm not sure if I should post that, or I'm definitely not.
Well, speaking of not giving a shit, I have actually contemplated posting a very impressive shit that I did once on.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because
I had, at the time, I had a very important client that I was kind of working with on Instagram, and I didn't really want them to see that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That would probably do it. Has there ever been anywhere where you've posted maybe something and someone's cracked the shits? Maybe you've tagged someone in it or taken a photo of someone?
No, I very nearly posted a nude that I was meant to send someone one time. I was in the completely wrong app. I was meant to upload it to WhatsApp and I very nearly uploaded it to Twitter.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing. I got in heaps of trouble once. This is going back a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with a bunch of mates, we're on a trip to Thailand for a wedding, and we're we fly into Bangkok, and we're about to get the connecting flight over to Koh Samui, and we get on the plane, we're on our way to the plane. One of the lads had McDonald's, like breakfast McDonald's, and he's running, and they were like, no, you can't take it on the flight, and he's like, shit, and I was like, just pop it in your backpack, mate, just eat it on the plane. He's like, word, done. Puts it in his backpack, sneaks it in, gets on there. And then he pisses off to the toilet to eat it. I don't know why, but he went to the toilet.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know.
What are they going to do once the plane is in flight and you're eating? Are they going to throw it off the plane?
What are they going to do? But he was like, no, I'm going to eat it in the toilet. I was like, cool, man, whatever. Anyway, so he comes back out and he sits down. McDonald's gone, happy as. And I'm like, what's so funny? Like, what are you smirking at? And he shows me a photo, and he took a selfie of himself eating McDonald's completely butt naked on a toilet on the airplane. You take all your clothes off, bro. And he was like, he was so busy pissing himself laughing that I quickly sent it to myself, and then I posted that everywhere. I was like, selfie of the year. And he was like, for him, that was close to being a friendship deal breaker.
Yeah,
he was like, mate, that's an inappropriate photo. That was just for private use. And then what have you? I was like, I suppose it probably was a little bit unfair. You could see his dick. It probably was a little bit unfair. But yeah. Nude photos are definitely up there when it comes to inappropriate ones.
100%.
Man, reading this story today about some British tourists and a French tourist who basically went up to Machu Picchu, and they've now been arrested by guards in Inca Citadel. Because they basically took all of their clothes off and then took a naked pictures in front of the ancient Machu Picchu ruins. And people are like, oh, my God, it's so inappropriate. It actually is so inappropriate and disrespectful, apparently, to do that they've been arrested. Yeah. So you do need to be a little bit careful when you're, like, trying to think about whether a photo... People do some crazy shit.
Especially in such sort of superstitious regions or, you know, religious or whatever they call it now. Mm. Religion, superstition, same thing, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you know, they say the incident's reminiscent of Eleanor Hawkins. And I remember the story of Eleanor Hawkins, the 23-year-old student who was said to have angered the gods of Mount Kinabalu by posing for a semi-nude picture while with friends in Malaysia. And didn't that set off like a chain of like natural disasters straight after she did that? You know, and people are still going around fucking with these places.
Oh, God.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand. White people.
It is. It's definitely a white person thing. It's definitely, you're not seeing a black person. I'm going to take all my clothes off.
Yeah, and yeah. Like anger these gods.
No. Yeah, it's definitely white people. Don't...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.